أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى speaks about the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. And the first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ تِبَاقًا. Blessed is that Allah in whose hands is the sovereignty, that Allah who has created the seven skies تِبَاقًا in layers, one above the other. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you would not see in the khalq, in the creation of Ar-Rahman, in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, the most beneficent, the most kind, min tafawutin, any inconsistencies, any form or any kind of differences. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now invited us. Yesterday we discussed that the first part of the ayat has to do with the majesty, it has to do with the greatness, the power, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via pondering over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what do you see? You would not see anything in the creation of Ar-Rahman, min tafawutin, by way of any inconsistencies, by way of any differences whatsoever. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited us to actually see, not to see only with our eyes, but to see with our hearts, to see with our minds, to ponder in the creation of Allah. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ayats of the Quran explained to us that this change of the day and the night and this creation of the heavens and the earth and all of it are very many signs for those who have intelligence. So here is an invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, ponder, what do you see in this entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The other important aspect, look at the methodology, examine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majesty, and in the manner, the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the address, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to us. Allah speaks about His loftiness. Allah speaks about the sovereignty, all of it being in the hands of Allah. Allah spoke about our life and our death, all being in the hands of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now draws our attention to all of this in saying, Khalqir Rahman, Fi Khalqir Rahman, in the creation of Ar-Rahman, in the creation of Allah, who is the most compassionate, Allah who is the most kind, Allah who is the most beneficent. That look at it, you look at the majesty of Allah, you try to contemplate on the greatness of Allah, but now look at why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of this. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We are repeating this every day. All praise be to Allah, who is the sustainer of the entire universe. And then Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts this belief into our minds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that all of the sustenance that Allah gives, all the responsibilities that Allah has taken, is not something that Allah had been compelled to do. Man gets married to a woman, husband and wife lives together. Now there is a responsibility of maintenance. A child comes, there is a responsibility of maintenance. There is no escape from that responsibility. Allah is showing us that there is no responsibility on Allah. Allah has taken the responsibility on His own. And that is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, because of Allah's kindness. Here Allah is showing the same thing, Everything has been created out of the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, min tafawud, that you will not see any inconsistencies. Now besides the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything so that Allah ta'ala would send down His mercy upon everything, Allah is also now drawing our attention, and Allah Rabbul Izzat is addressing our conscious, Allah is addressing our guilt, that look at everything else. There is absolutely no inconsistency whatsoever. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sun, كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. When Allah speaks about the different creations of Allah, everything is in its orbit, everything is in total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not see any form of inconsistencies whatsoever. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the skies and the earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, come to me, and when you come to me, you have the choice of coming willfully or coming against your will, voluntarily, involuntarily, all of it you have the choice, but you will have to abide. قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. The response from even the skies and the earth was, Allah, we will come to you willfully. We will come to you full, wholeheartedly we will come to you. Now here is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, that by you will see no inconsistencies whatsoever. They are in their orbit. They are fully submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're fully subjugated to the system that Allah ta'ala has laid out. But together with that, they are doing it all very happily. They are doing it all very willfully. And again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls upon our conscience that you are, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمٍ. We have may given you ikram. We have made you the best of our creation. We have done everything for you. But look at the other creations. They come very willfully to me. Insan, you first of all, whether you come to me or not, that is also questionable. Sometimes you run into disobedience, it is like you are running away from me. And then sometimes you come to me, you come half-heartedly. You come sometimes with a heart that is not there. You are never happy to come towards me. You're not doing it with that pleasure, that love that you are supposed to be doing it. And this is that word Ar-Rahman, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings and mixes up in all of this. Mixes up means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blends it over here to call upon our conscience, to strike our conscience, that everything comes to Allah Rabbul Izzat with total obedience, total willfulness. They come to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Insan, you also, I have given you that mind, I have given you that heart, I have given you that power of pondering and thinking. So you ponder, look into the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not find this tafawut, you will not find the inconsistencies. So try to bring consistencies. And then last of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also telling us that He is Ar-Rahman. And Allah ta'ala knows our inherent weaknesses. So turn towards Allah and seek from Him. Seek forgiveness from Him and seek Allah Ta'ala's, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance, so that we can turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat in total happiness, total willfulness, and try and do everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hal tara farji'il basar. Allah Ta'ala says, don't just ponder once. Turn your eye again and again. Hal tara min futur. Would you find any tear? Would you find any fracture? Would you find any crack in the creation of Allah? You will never ever find any one of that. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.